Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 23rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good. Not nearly as much as last week to talk about today, but there's still a good amount going on, so fun stuff.
Yes, kind of a slowish day toward the start of the day, but definitely picked up steam toward the end. Lots of talk about what's going to happen with the veto and the replacement, and then who is going to be voted out. So let's get into it. We are here talking about the live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6. And to start the day off, Paris and Maddie were talking, and Maddie was thinking, you know, it might be a nice idea to get Liv up on the block and potentially take her out. And because Maddie feels very threatened by Liv, she feels like Liv is going to be coming after her, which is not untrue.
Right. This is an interesting week, just from like an outside perspective, because there's a lot of people with a lot of different agendas going into the triple, but everybody was on the same agenda when Dayla was on the block. It was like, okay, someone's finally taking the shot. You know, here we go. But now that that's been, you know, halted by the veto being won by a nominee, now there's a bunch of different people in the house with a bunch of different plans, and nobody really has time anymore to think about other people's agendas in front of their own. So like, even though Johnny obviously still wants the other Dayla to go, which is Kayla, everybody else is going to be having conversations throughout the day. Like you were saying, Maddie and Paris are talking about like, well, maybe if Olivia goes up, we can get her to go home. But like, it's hard to see at the end of the day if anybody would actually go through with that plan. They're just trying to see if they can make anything happen.
Yes. And Paris mentions that Liv did approach her yesterday with a deal. But they are worried about Johnny's relationship with Liv. And they're worried about Johnny playing both sides. If that's the case, then they need to keep Kayla in the house potentially. So Maddie's suggesting, well, if he puts up Olivia, that would help show that he's not with her and help sort of ruin their relationship a little bit. That would be nice at the very least. And then once she's on the block, we can talk about potentially taking her out of the game.
It's kind of funny because they're like, they're all talk. It's some, you know, they're all like, well, Johnny and Liv are close. So like, let's get him to put her up to show that they're not together. And then Johnny comes in the room to talk to them at, you know, any point during the day. And they're like, so you don't have to do this. Like totally do whatever you want. Like, it's fine. But like, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't get your relationship with Liv. Like, would you put her up? Like, why do you prefer Allie over Liv? But like, if it's fine if you don't want to put Liv up. Meanwhile, he's not in the room and they're like, we have to get him to put her up to prove that they're not together.
Yeah, it's they're not the best at convincing people to do things. Paris had her one moment where she got Ryan on the block, but other than that,
everybody gets their like big muscles on when the person they're talking about isn't in the room. But that's just Big Brother.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Allie and Liv are talking about potentially keeping Kayla to take out one of the trio. Liv pushes back a little bit on this. She's not as on board with taking Kayla out or keeping Kayla in, I should say. They ultimately decide they'd probably want, you know, either Paris or Maddie to be the target, probably Maddie, just because she's a bigger threat in the competitions. And Allie is still talking about the triple nominations being, you know, if Dayla stays, it would be like Dayla, Will, and then putting Johnny up after the veto. Allie's still looking to take Johnny out in the triple.
Yeah, no matter what, no matter like what they think that they want to make the plan for the rest of this week, like everybody starts thinking about a different plan and then they're like, wait, no, there's going to be seven people left, right? After this first eviction, having Dayla still in that equation is just way too threatening. It's they've just won like three back to back comps and like in back to back weeks with HOHs and now a veto. It's just way too threatening to have them possibly around and then have both of them stay in the house, both of them going for the HOH and the triple eviction. It's just not something that you can risk. And even Johnny was saying to Kayla, You know, this is later in the day, but he's saying like, Kayla, like, you know, I would have wanted to keep you around, but having somebody with the exact same agenda as Derek is not something that I can do. It's just, it's a crappy situation that he has to send Kayla home. But there's nothing they can do about it. We have to split up the couple this week.
Yeah, and that's what Paris is saying to the cameras after her conversation with Maddie. She's talking about the pros and cons of keeping Kayla or Allie in the house. She does think that if Allie goes up and she saves her, then she'll have both Allie and Liv coming after her in the triple. Whereas if she takes Allie out, Liv would be the only person coming after her in the triple because Dayla would not come after her. I'm not entirely sure that's true, but I do think that keeping Kayla would improve Paris's odds in the triple. Paris obviously unaware of all the stuff going on in the house, including how much Kayla still doesn't like her and how much Derek is going to be throwing her under the bus later.
And she's also worried about jury votes. She thinks that people aren't going to vote for her if she keeps Kayla in the house, which I don't think necessarily is the case. I feel like if she made a move and it ended up working out for her and she still made it to the end, obviously it worked out for her and she made it to the end, but I don't know. She's giving herself all these reasons that it's not a good idea, which I do agree with. I think she does need to let Kayla go here.
Yeah. So she mentions that she feels like if she does keep Kayla, she would lose Ryan's jury vote, Allie's jury vote, and Liv's jury vote. That's 3 of 7. She thinks there's not a jury of seven, that there's at least one Canada vote. So 3 of whatever. Later on, she's going to have a conversation with Johnny where he's going to be threatening his jury vote. So I think that's going to be a big part of her decision making as well. And then she, as you mentioned, is also scared about the fact that if she keeps Kayla and then they both survive the triple, then they are 2 out of the 5 people left in the final five, and they will just be unstoppable at that point. So, you know, a lot of people on Twitter are talking about like, oh, we can't wait for Paris to flip the vote and keep Kayla. I'm really not sure that's going to happen based on her conversation to the cameras. I really feel like she may decide against this between the jury vote thing and the realization that if Dayla survives the triple, that they really do at that point basically just win the game. They will be unstoppable. So it's definitely not a sure thing by any means that Paris will decide to keep Kayla, at least based on what she's been saying to the cameras.
Especially the fact that it's like the duo that they would be going after would be Allie and Liv. Obviously, they'd be taking Allie out if Allie's the replacement nominee. And there's been so much talk about how Allie sucks at competition. She's tried her hardest and everything, but she still hasn't won. Meanwhile, you know, there's the obvious Dayla, who have been winning competitions. So it's just kind of like a no-brainer at this point. It's just Paris. You know, it does make a little bit of sense for her to consider it because her and Dayla had been working together for a while. But it's just way too late in the game to be risking that kind of move.
Well, here's the thing about Paris's game right now is that basically, you know, we talked about how Johnny was the most likely person to go. He's worked very hard to stop that from happening. Derek winning the veto was a big blow to that. But I still feel like Johnny has managed to go under the radar enough that Paris is probably the person most likely to leave in the triple. And so keeping Kayla disrupts the status quo even more, which theoretically would help her in the triple. But I think I agree. I think that it doesn't actually help her. I think that she remains the most likely person to leave in the triple, and it ruins her chances moving forward after the triple. So I actually think that even though I thought it was a better move for Paris, and it would be if she was able to actually solidify her relationship with Kayla and Derek, which might be possible if she is the one to save them. But I, you know, based on what Kayla said the other night, when after she lied to Paris and Paris said that, I might be willing to keep you, Kayla was like, "Whew, thank God I lied to her. Thank God I pretended to be sorry." That like, I don't think Kayla will be grateful at all. And I think that Kayla and Derek are both very scared of Paris moving forward in the game. They think that she can win in the end. They've been talking about it endlessly. I think they'll still go after her. I think that Paris needs to, she needs to do something, but I don't think that keeping Kayla with the current status of her relationship with Derek and Kayla is going to work for her.
Yeah, especially because we've been talking about how all of the potential final two goats have been taken out of the game. but you still need somebody to sit next to in the end. And if Dayla stayed in the game, honestly, even if just one of them stays, which obviously Derek is going to this week, you have to look at the next, even if everybody left is a decently capable player, you have to look at the next person in line that you would want to sit next to in the end. And right now it seems like Will and Maddie are the two people that people are looking at as like the easier wins in a final two, even though Maddie's kind of being seen as somebody who can do well in competitions because it does sound like she came in second in that veto. But yeah, out of the trio, it's hard to see Paris not being the number one target for literally anybody in the house when it comes to keeping, you know, if you're going to keep Will, Maddie, or Paris. Paris is still the glowing number one target. It doesn't matter what relationship she has with anybody else. She's been playing so hard with everybody in the house. And even though she might be beneficial to people's games at certain points in whether it's this week or any other time in the game, that's why it's been so effective for her. It's just at the point now where it's like, all right, we have to send Dayla home because they're a threat. We have to send Paris home eventually because she is a threat. We can't keep her around.
Yeah, and the thing that has always benefited Paris is her ability to play dumb and to underplay her ability in the game. And Kayla and Derek have been directly putting a huge wrench in that. You know, again, like I don't think it affects her chances in the triple at this point. So I think that being able to take out Kayla and then hopefully Derek will increase her odds of being taken to the final two, because there is no way Kayla or Derek, especially obviously if they're together in the house, but even alone, they're not going to take Paris to the end, and they're going to continually be campaigning to other people, telling people you can't take Paris to the end. Yeah. So the quicker she gets them out to stop that message from spreading, the better for Paris. So who knows what she'll ultimately do, but I do think she kind of sees it right now that she kind of needs to get Derek and Kayla out. And again, we'll talk about it a little later, but there's more information that comes out that I think will discourage Paris even more from saving Kayla. So I really don't think this is likely to happen, to be honest, but we'll just have to see.
Well, to be fair, you're the same guy who was saying all week last week that Johnny had very little shot at staying, and then he pulled that off. And yes, they're very different players.
Everyone agreed with me last week.
We were sitting here a week ago, and we were saying...
That's a once in a every few seasons kind of move there.
For sure, but this has been a season that's been kind of, you know, we've had some capable players.
Oh my God, I'm wrong one week out of all of the weeks. I was right every single other week.
We love to talk about how you're never wrong, and you happen to be wrong once. Don't think Brent's not going to call you out on that whenever he gets on the podcast with you.
Well, look, I was also the first person to call out when I thought he was going to stay. So
well, congratulations.
Just because there's one person that's very good at the game that makes plays that shouldn't happen does not mean that my predictive abilities have gone out the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to see you call it right.
Call it right. Check your DMs last Saturday night as soon as that whatever was going on, and I said Johnny is going to find a way to stay.
You asked me a question saying does Johnny have a chance to stay?
Nope.
I feel like Allie and
nope.
Liv.
No. I said Johnny is staying this week, and you're going back and reading it right now where I said Johnny's going to stay.
You send me too many messages. I can't find it.
Johnny was going to stay, and he did.
All right. Well, Johnny has a conversation with Liv where he talks about not wanting to put Maddie up because he doesn't trust Allie and Liv to keep Kayla. And Liv admits, yeah, you know, that's probably true. We have talked about that a little bit. So you're kind of right to be scared of that.
I was reading the chat. It was just so sorry. Keep going.
Wow. Doing so well here, Matt.
Everybody was laughing about how you were malfunctioning because you were wrong.
Was I wrong?
I think so.
All right. So
it's not a podcast if the person that you're talking to doesn't at least have one time where they're reading something while you're talking to them.
Your DM to me was about Liv and Allie. After I had already said that Liv and Allie were on board to keep Johnny, you were talking about how they were on board to keep Johnny. It had nothing to do with everything else that Johnny did afterward. Just so everyone knows.
The only message that I'm talking about is when I said Johnny is staying. I don't know what the exact wording was, but Johnny, I said Johnny is
Johnny
staying.
Johnny can stay. He can do this because Allie and Liv have to see that Johnny is coming after Dayla and Dayla only. This is after Allie and Liv had already been on board to keep Johnny.
Okay, well, you were talking about how Johnny has no shot, so I win. Let me have this one.
I said he had no shot long before that. What I said after he got Allie and Liv was he's now trying to walk a tightrope. I don't think he can manage it, but it's very entertaining to watch him try, and it's certainly possible.
Okay, you can have it. I don't care.
Look, I'm talking to the guy that that's been wrong on every Survivor season.
Yeah, so the one time that I'm right, just let me have it.
What are you even? Oh my god,
I'm always wrong.
Liv, Johnny is saying that it would be Allie. He wouldn't put Liv up on the block, obviously. And Liv said, yeah, I mean, Allie would be really pissed if you did that. But I'm not saying I'm opposed to it.
Johnny's in a tricky spot with this renomination. And this is what I said also last week about how, my most ideal scenario for this week would have been, hey, like, wouldn't it be funny if Johnny won the HOH and then he put up Dayla, which he obviously was going to do. And then one of them won the veto and he had to pick out of like these two sides and had to put somebody up. Like, I'm not bragging about calling that or anything like that. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
I thought it would be a fun scenario. No, I thought it would be a fun scenario. And this is exactly what we got. So what do you want? You want Johnny to win the game? I'll predict that now.
I already beat you to that one. I said, right. Johnny's he's joining the top tier great players.
Well, that's a take I agree with, even though I don't think Liana was too on board with it.
Yeah, I don't know why Liana wasn't on board with that. I feel like that's a pretty solid call at this point.
There's a lot of people who think that maybe like there's just been too much hype and about Johnny.
Yeah,
and
that happens every season with every people were trashing Vanessa all season long until after the season. And even after she lost, they were like, oh, OK, well, now she's a great player.
Yeah, I mean, even if he goes out this week, it's going to be impossible for me to not look back and say that Johnny is one of the greatest players that, you know, Big Brother Canada has had. But anyway, yeah, it's a tricky spot for him having to pick a renom this week. But I do feel like once the veto was won by Derek, when you're thinking through every other person that could go up as a renom, it did seem like Allie was the one that stood out the most. There was a lot of shaky the conversations that they were having right after, you know, when the house meeting happened right after Johnny won HOH, where the four was coming together as like a pair right in front of his eyes as a pair with Dayla and Liv and Allie. And he really saw for the first time all of them kind of like protecting each other in those conversations, and he was like, all right, wow, like these four really are working together, they're not really denying it at all. So it had to be one of those two. And since he's been having so many good conversations with Olivia this week, where she's been saying, yeah, I will keep you safe in the triple. Like, I do need you in the game. Allie is not like the greatest partner to have. If you're going to keep protecting me, I'll look out for you. So it does seem like Allie's the most reasonable choice here. And Olivia, I think, is doing well by not fighting against it, because it's really a safe spot to be up against, or, you know, maybe not safe, but it's the safe first spot when you're up against one of the Daylas to not have to worry too much.
Yes. So Johnny talks to Allie and they talk some like end game stuff, like, oh, would you take me to the finals? And oh, would you vote for me? Like, oh, Johnny, you've got everyone's vote. Like, Allie's still being like way too honest about how much of a threat Johnny is. Just making it very clear to Johnny that she wants him out. Even though she's basically like, yeah, you're a huge threat. You'd beat everyone in the end. But I would vote to keep you. I'm not coming after you. Definitely. Definitely not. Johnny doesn't buy it at all. And she also promises that she'll vote out Kayla. But Johnny isn't really buying that at the moment either. So the conversation doesn't really go anywhere.
It's funny, like Johnny is really like a big blocker in a lot of people's games, not just in terms of like him being a great player. It's just like Paris and players, they're able to manipulate a few people here and there, they're able to work their game that they've been doing all season long, But it's like once they get in a room with Johnny and they try to have a conversation with him, he sees through them so easily within seconds of them talking. He sees like straight through what they're saying. He realizes all the BS that they're spewing at him. And it's like they want to keep working what they've been working. Like Allie works some of this stuff on Liv, on Will, on Dayla. And Paris has been obviously successful in having the whole house feeling comfortable with her. But when they get to Johnny, it's just like this like immediate wall they run right into. And it's like, there's nothing they can do about it. Like he sees through them and whatever they're trying to sell, like Allie's been trying to sell to him, like, this isn't a good idea. You should not be putting me up. Like I'm still like, I'm not coming after you in the triple. Like he knows that's complete BS. So what is he supposed to do here? Like just pretend to listen. Like he has to make the move here.
Yes. He then talks to Paris, speaking of seeing through people's BS, that he has a lengthy conversation with Paris where he talks about putting Allie on the block. Paris says that Maddie is worried about Johnny's relationship with Liv and that she'd prefer Liv to go on the block. And Johnny says, well, I'm putting Allie up. That's going to piss Liv off anyway. Like what more do you want from me? And Paris is like, I don't know what Maddie wants. Maddie, she's so pushy about her agenda and everything. I don't mind, you know, you don't have to put Liv up in my book. So yes, as you mentioned, just completely folds on that plan.
Yeah, wait, this is like I'm backing up a second, but I don't want to lose this thought. I can't wait until the episode. I guess it would be the Wednesday night episode when we get the DR from Allie where this is her idea to go up on the block.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. She's going to say, you know, I really think that I'm the safest person to go up against Dayla. So I'm going to tell Johnny that it's okay if he puts me up. And then somehow they're going to work that conversation and they're going to like take her words and piece them apart so that she says, you can put me on the block.
This way, I don't have to vote against Kayla.
Sorry, I don't want to lose that thought.
Yes. So Johnny is still talking to Paris. Paris wants to know who Johnny would save of the trio in the triple eviction. Paris wants Johnny to be on her side. She says that she wants to move forward with strong players and really just kind of campaigning to be the saved one in that trio that she's in. Yeah. And then Johnny says, OK, like I'm on board. But look, if I put up Allie and you're playing me, you're not getting my jury vote. Let me just say that. And Paris is like, oh yeah, of course. But that's in her head because she's already been thinking about jury votes.
Yeah. And I mean, Johnny's done this a lot lately. He's been like last week too. He was having a few conversations with a few people saying like, listen, like my vote is going to be on the line here at the end. Like I'm not using it to like threaten anybody, but like, I'm just saying like, it's a factor. It's definitely a factor you can't ignore.
Yeah. And you know, it can be a dangerous thing to threaten jury votes because you need to be exceptional at jury management to have that kind of clout. Because if you are somebody that people are not likely to vote for in the end and you're threatening your jury vote, if you get to the end, people are going to be like, well, you threatened us with your jury vote and then you did those things. Why would we vote for you? Mm-hmm. Andy managed to do it in Big Brother 15 because people liked him so much and he was sitting up next to Gina Marie. Yeah. So I think that Johnny actually is capable of this. His jury management has been so good so far anyway. Plus, he doesn't really have to lie a whole lot to people at the moment. Like his game is a little more straightforward right now, and really has been all season long. He's not really relying on like massive betrayals or backstabs, and he's usually able to explain away his reasoning for things because we mentioned he's so good at seeing through people's lies. He will call somebody on his lie and be like, you know, like Allie, like, you know, you're kind of coming for me in the triple, aren't you? Like that's what's happening, right? So you can't really blame me for, and Allie's like, well, I'm not coming for you in the triple, but she knows deep down.
So, yeah. Like no matter, like she's trying and you know, she's going to try to say like, no, I'm not, but it's like Johnny's not stupid by any stretch of the imagination. So like you're not going to get that one past him. And especially the conversation that he's having with Paris, it's just like, it reminded me a little bit of last season, because I've always felt like with Bruno in particular, I feel like a lot of conversations that he had with people that he wasn't like directly aligned with, like when he would be talking to Dimitri or Aika, it just seemed like just BS coming from both sides. Nobody believed a word they were saying, but they were just talking games so that if the time came and they could say, hey, Bruno, remember we talked and you said that you had my back. But you knew that both sides were completely just BSing each other. This just felt a little similar to that. It's just like, I don't think Johnny was buying anything that Paris was selling. I don't think Paris was buying anything that Johnny was selling, but they had this deal this week where Johnny told Paris that she was safe in the HOH comp if she let him have it. And it's also better for him to not put Paris on the block, because it is possible that, you know, Allie and Olivia would take Paris out. So they just kind of have to keep BSing each other this week to get through it.
Yeah, and as soon as Paris leaves, he's like, "Oh my God, she lies so much; it's ridiculous." And yeah, like the thing about like threatening the jury vote too is that like people lie to each other unnecessarily all the time in the house. And the second that Johnny, like, if it's a lie that matters to Johnny, and it maybe doesn't matter to the other person, but it matters to Johnny's decision making, you know, talking about the jury vote makes somebody second guess, like, is this lie worth it to me right now? Mm-hmm. I think there's something valuable in that. Again, it's a dangerous technique because of the potential downsides, but I think the kind of player that can get away with it is Johnny. Liv briefly talks to Allie. They agree. They're giving up on the plan to save Kayla for now. They just don't want to be on the block. Allie says, "I would stick to my word. I would vote to keep Kayla in, vote to evict Kayla from the game if I'm not on the block." Liv goes and tells Johnny this, but it's not going to be enough to sway Johnny from nominating Allie, at least for the moment.
No, they're going to try a little bit, but there's really nothing that anybody can say at this point to persuade Johnny. I hadn't gotten any indication from him that he was considering anybody else as a replacement nominee. It seemed like this entire time the plan has been for Allie to go up, and it's probably, like I said, I think it's the safest move for him to ensure that Kayla goes home.
Yes. So Johnny talks to Will, and he tells Will all about everything that Paris is telling him about Will, and how Paris is like, "Oh, can you pick me over Will and Maddie? Oh, can you not tell Will and Maddie what I'm saying about them?" And Will was like, "That Paris, she's so snaky."
Yeah, I mean, we've been saying again how people have been onto Paris's game this whole time, especially Will. He seemed a little frustrated with her yesterday, between the conversations he was having with Johnny and then with Derek. He's really getting frustrated with her because he thinks that she maybe doesn't fully have his back. And then when I don't know if this is skipping ahead or anything, but when he's talking to Derek later in the day, and Derek's like, "Yeah, like, I don't know how much you do know about this, but like, Paris has been our spy this entire time in the White Room. And like, we knew almost everything that was going on in there because she would come back and tell us." And it's just like increasing Will's frustration with her so much. Where does he turn to if he doesn't stick with Paris? No idea. I think he at this point still has to. And Johnny even tells him, like, "No, Paris and you are like tight. Like, I know that you're her number one and she's probably yours." Like, but yeah, he's frustrated.
Yeah, and so like Johnny working on Will here, he doesn't want Will to completely separate from Paris. Will does say, like, "You know, I'm honestly more likely to work with Liv and Allie now than Paris and Maddie. I'm so annoyed with them. I'm definitely more liking Maddie than Paris at the moment." And this is what Johnny wants, because it ensures that Will is on board with him. Will is saying that he'd be pissed if they didn't vote Kayla out. Will definitely wants Kayla gone, so Johnny does not have to worry about Will here, and Will will be pushing Maddie and Paris to stick with the plan, which is what Johnny wanted. But as you mentioned, Derek then has a conversation with Will where Derek spills a bunch about Paris and like, "Oh, Paris has been with us since day, you know, three or whatever. She's been bringing us information. She had a showmance with Jesse. She talks about you all the time and how you're untrustworthy and you go off the handle and blah, blah, blah." And also, her social game has just been top notch. She's definitely going to win in the end if she gets there. And she constantly talks about how she's not going to win in the end, which is a total lie. And so Will is just like full of Paris knowledge now. And he is definitely this could be the moment where Will decides to take that step away from Paris and potentially move on to greener pastures.
Right. So, well, here's the thing. It's like the scenario that I was talking about last week. If Johnny had won this HOH and then needed to put up a renom, what was he going to do? This is the situation that we're looking at next week, because, well, not next week, for Thursday's triple eviction. Will doesn't have any power right now, so it's not like he can make any moves that'll, enhance his decision here. But if he happens to win the triple eviction HOH, his nominations will be, like, assuming that Kayla goes, his nominations will probably be Derek, Olivia and Allie, and then he'll keep Paris, Maddie and Johnny off the block. But the fun thing will be, if one of those three nominees wins, he's going to have to put up a renom and it's probably going to be either Johnny or Paris at this point, because if he's feeling okay with Maddie, it's like those are the three people that he's obviously closest to. So that will be an interesting scenario if he has to put one of them up.
Yeah, I think it would be Paris at this point. And I think that that Johnny has done well to keep himself on Will's good side, so that Will would protect Johnny in the triple eviction. Johnny just has to worry a little bit about Derek and Will. Derek is obviously trying to do that bro thing with Will. When Will goes back to Johnny about his conversation with Derek, Johnny tries to remind Will, like, don't forget, this is Derek trying to play you. He's going to have to be a little wary of that. It's definitely something that he wanted to avoid by sending Derek home this week. So he just needs to keep him away from Derek for another few days before the triple, and he'll be okay. But like telling Will not to get close to somebody does not work, as we saw with Veronica.
He still misses her. He still shouts her out on the feeds every once in a while. But I mean, just to touch on that really quickly, I think that it did work out for his game, just like it worked out for Paris to have Jesse go home. I think Will is in a better spot having Veronica out of the game, because it like same kind of thing as like when it took Erica left and it left Johnny alone. Like when you lose your partner in the pair and you become a single player, even though Will still had all these people that had his back, I think that worked out for him. What was I going to say? I was going to say, Derek and Will, this is still like a dynamic that we need to follow a little bit. Going into the triple, I feel like it's funny because Will will easily nominate Derek. I don't think he has any problems with that. But I do feel like Derek might keep Will off the block, because he's got Johnny's the obvious like number one person that's going on the block for the triple. Paris seems like very likely that he would throw up there. And I feel like Derek's going to keep Allie and Liv safe. So then it's between Will or Maddie for the third nom, and I feel like he would go for Maddie.
Yeah, you know, I genuinely think that it might not be the best move for Will to target Derek in the triple, because Derek, I think, would take Will all the way down to the end. And I think Johnny might not, to be honest. I think Johnny's willing to take Will pretty far, but like given the option between like Will or maybe Maddie, I think he would take Maddie. Whereas Derek, he wants to see an all bro final two. Like Derek wants the bros to work together. That's the problem. The problem is that Derek genuinely wants to work with Will, and Johnny needs to prevent that from happening. It's again the sort of thing where like there's something that makes obvious sense, and Johnny has to like pretend that it makes no sense,
right?
And convince Will that it makes no sense. Yeah. So that's going to be one of Johnny's challenges for the week, now that Derek has won that veto. Yeah. So Johnny talks to Allie and insinuates that she is going to be the option for the nomination here. And she's like, no. The trio, they're going to vote me out. They're going to say like, we're a strong pair. Liv and I, and that they need to take us out. This is not as clear cut as you think it is. They are going to try to keep Kayla in the game. And Johnny's like, oh, I don't know. But he says, you've given me something to think about here.
Yeah, we're now up to three people that all wanted to keep Johnny last week that are all probably second guessing that, because they're having been put on the block at one point during Johnny's HOH week. Allie was this was Allie's plan last week to keep Johnny safe and to not have, to have Ryan go home instead of Johnny. And now Allie's about to be put on the block by that same person.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when it was everyone's plan.
Exactly. But this was Allie's plan. This was Allie. She was the one who spearheaded it.
According to the edit, yes.
According to the edit and according to herself.
Yeah.
You know, she was so convinced that she did this, and now he's about to put her up. So I think that honestly might be what's hurting her the most. Not just the fact that she's getting nominated, the fact that she probably looks like an idiot now that she's being put on the block by the person she did everything to save last week.
Johnny is a little bit worried now after his conversation with Allie. He does check in with Maddie. Maddie says, forget about nominating Liv. I don't care about that. I assure you, I will vote out Kayla. I promise. She was skeptical. Like she was not as fully committed to voting Derek out over Kayla before. I think Maddie is fine with voting Kayla out. I think that, I think that her willingness to promise this to Johnny says a decent amount here. And like I said, I don't think something would have to change to get to get Paris and Maddie to truly flip to keep Kayla, I think.
Yeah, like we were saying before, it's just one of Dayla needs to go. One of them will be sitting on the block on Thursday night. And if they decide to keep them, I don't know what they're thinking. And I really don't think that they see that as a viable option. I'm sure they'll weigh it back and forth here and there. But now the decision has been made for them, it's either send a Dayla home or not send a Dayla home. It's like either get rid of Kayla or don't. When before Maddie was having an indecisiveness with which one of them to send home, now it's like, all right, we need to get Kayla out.
Yes. And Liv is also okay with Allie going on the block because she knows that it gives her an excuse to not vote to keep Kayla, which would mean that Derek has no reason to be mad at her.
Mm-hmm. And it's not her. So it very easily could have been her, and it's not. So I think she's just happy with that.
Yes. So that's basically all we've got for you today. Unless, Matt, you have anything else?
No, your coughing is starting to flare
just
up.
Just talk for a second to give me.
I think you need to get out of here. Hey, guys, what's going on?
All right. So that's all we've got for you today. I'll be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you again on everything happening on the feeds. We'll update you on the replacement nominee and the current plans for who will be evicted from the house this week. And then, of course, tonight, Rob will be live for the nomination recap. And then tomorrow night, we will be live with the LFC Roundtable podcast to talk about everything happening during the week. And then Thursday night after the triple eviction, I will be live and we will talk about all of the crazy stuff that happened and how Johnny was screwed and how we're looking at Derek Wynn.
Hey, I like that you're predicting that because you were wrong last week. So maybe you'll be wrong again this week.
I prefer to underestimate players rather than overestimate them because then I'm pleasantly surprised if they do well.
Yeah. I mean, I guess just really quickly, it's crazy that we were saying that Johnny was like, you know, inching back up a little bit towards being safe in the triple eviction by a few more people than we expected. Then it seemed like it went back down when Derek won the veto. And it's like, all right, well, maybe not looking great. I still feel like just to call a shot, I feel like when you look at the board, he has like a 50-50 shot of going up. It does seem like Olivia, Will, and Maddie, right? The three of them would probably not nominate him initially. So if the nomination stayed the same and three out of the six people competing for HOH won, somehow Johnny's probably safe.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely does have a decent chance at surviving, but he also has a decent chance at leaving. So it's really just going to be it's going to be all about the competitions and the way that it plays out. Also, like the way that he was safe, like with Maddie, I think he's not as safe with Maddie now than he was previously, just because of the way that the veto shook out and how that changed things moving forward. So we'll just have to see. Probably a night that you want to avoid spoilers.
Should be a good roundtable tomorrow for you guys to break all that stuff down. So I'll be fine.
All right. So that's all we've got for you today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, all of that good stuff. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Ligori. You can see how often he is wrong about things.
Hey.
And we will be together tomorrow, Matt.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You're making me so excited to see you after calling me wrong and all this stuff.
Hey, you started it.
I guess so.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I feel like I'm like already like low on sleep. I don't know why I've been waking up so early the past few days. So like the fact that I'm not going to get like zero sleep for the rest of the week is making me really anxious. But that's live know-it-alls weeks.
Yes. So we're going to be hanging out. Lita will be with us as well. Like a few of these morning updates will probably be live from a podcast house with Matt and Lita, depending on who's awake. So we'll have to see how that goes. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. All right. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.